When we started out, we both, we all did write poetry. I don't think, Bill's always written prose, but it was mainly poetry orientated, and it still is. But more and more, we have moved into a kind of storytelling mode, and even I have not written prose or stories, but I have turned to a kind of, especially this last year, a storytelling mode in some of my poems. So I thought I would read some of those recent poems. One of the poems, I'm not sure I'll get to it tonight, is in the book. The book is called A Beautiful Unnamed, and it is in benefit of Jazales, J-A-Z-A-L-E-S, art studio at North and Martin Luther King Drive. And it is a place where kids from the neighborhood can go to get art instruction from a graduate of MIAD and a graduate of UWM, brothers who grew up in that area and felt that the kids in the area had no place to go to learn art and dance and all the arts. So it's back there, checks available. I don't have much change. So if you feel like supporting a worthwhile organization, I urge you to do so. We're talking about stories, and this first poem starts with a epigram from Isaac Dinesen, who said, all sorrow can be born if you put them in a story or tell a story about them. So this first poem that opens my latest book is called Epiphenia and Apologia. Epiphenia is the spectrum. I love the New York Times, and I learned this in the New York Times last year. Inspired metaphors, paranormal beliefs, conspiracy theories, and delusional episodes may all exist on a spectrum, recent research suggests. The name for that concept that links them is apophenia. Some see Jesus in a grilled cheese sandwich. When I first fell in love, I saw my beloved's name everywhere. The world shimmered with dopamine, grew brighter. Things light up when they connect. You can see it happen in the brain, like orgasm. An addict, I've sought the music of metaphor everywhere. Synchronicity still sets me buzzing with delight. Its mysterious invitations exquisitely penned. Part of how the world works, they flare, but cannot last. I am Pisces with Taurus rising. My lucky number is 27, my spirit animal the hawk, or the heron, depending. Once when I asked to be affirmed, a feather appeared at my feet. I've thrown hexagram 8 3 times in a row. Think of the odds. The swirling linoleum on my bathroom floor speaks volumes to me, especially when stomach cramps strike. After her son killed himself, my friend found a heart-shaped rock, took it as a comfort direct from him. But when her friends found heart-shaped rocks too and sent them to her, her own no longer murmured. Only then was she truly alone. A bright, windless January day seeks reassurance of connection. Tonight's cold constellations might tell a tale. We've peopled the cosmos with relatives, named new dwarf planets, Makemake, Eris, Haumea, Ceres. Like us, they chatter. Fly endlessly around something they can neither escape nor understand. My imaginary friend Marcia stayed in my orbit, sharing secrets till I passed some nebulous transit of age and she drifted unnoticed away into space. Yet poets still root around for fresh links. Happy as pigs in shit or clams in deep water, they continue to make meaning compulsory. Compulsively secreting concentric circles of something pearl-like around pain, then with ceremony presenting them to us. Buddhists call that compassion, which requires imagination, which calls forth from the bench apophenia. If I squint hard at the moon, I can see whatever it is, my friend, that tonight you see there. Go ahead, tell me your story. I will tell you mine. This next one is a true story, and it happened almost a year ago to the day.